Chapter 5. Typhon the Terrible. Typhon was the last of the Titans and came out of the Earth in Asia, far away from Zeus. Earth hid him in a great dark cave for as long as possible, but when Typhon became full-sized, there was nowhere for him to hide. Of all the creatures on the Earth, he was the biggest and the most frightening of them all. Typhon was so tall that the stars got caught in his hair. He had 100 heads with eyes of fire and the thin tongues of snakes, and big wings grew out of his shoulders. As soon as he had grown up, Typhon came marching across the sea to Greece, shouting with the anger of 1,000 terrible storms. There was just one thing he desired: to destroy all the gods and rule Olympus. Many of the gods ran away in terror and left Olympus for the land of Egypt. Here they used the heads of animals or birds to hide themselves, and the Egyptians gave them new names. For example, Artemis wore a cat's head and became Osiris, and Demeter wore a cow's head and became Isis. But Zeus did not run away. He stood on Olympus ready to have a battle with his terrible enemy. He threw a great thunderbolt at Typhon, but the giant just laughed and caught the thunderbolt and threw it back at Zeus. The thunderbolt hit the mountain and huge rocks came falling down onto Zeus. But Zeus quickly moved out of the way and grabbed the great sickle, a weapon of enormous power which had been used by Cronos to fight Zeus's father, the sky. The battle was fierce and long. Zeus was stronger than Typhon, but suddenly Typhon grabbed the great sickle from Zeus, and with it he cut off the muscles from Zeus's arms and legs. Now Zeus was lying on the mountain, unable to move, as Typhon crawled away into the valley and hid Zeus's muscles deep in a cave. Meanwhile, Hermes and Pan came across the mountain and found poor Zeus lying on the ground, unable to defend himself if Typhon returned.
"We need a simple human to help us," Hermes told Zeus. "If Typhon sees me or Pan, he will know who we are, but he will not know an ordinary man."
Zeus remembered that Prince Cadmus was at this moment wandering the hills and mountains looking for his sister Europa. So Hermes and Pan went off to look for him.
"Do not be afraid, Prince Cadmus," Hermes said gently when they had found him. "We bring you a message from Zeus. One day you shall build a great city in Greece and be its king, and your children will be famous. But right now Zeus is in terrible trouble and he really needs your help."
Hermes and Pan dressed Prince Cadmus as a simple shepherd, and Hermes built a little house for him near Typhon's cave. Pan lent him some sheep and gave him some pipes so that he could play beautiful and magical music, just like Pan's. So Prince Cadmus went off down the valley with his sheep running behind him, playing the most wonderful music on his pipes. And soon he came to Typhon, who was lying on the soft grass outside his cave.
"Don't be afraid of me, shepherd," the terrible creature said as he looked up at Prince Cadmus. "But play me your sweet music so I can forget my pain and grow stronger more quickly. And when I am the king of heaven and of earth, I will give you a great reward."
So Cadmus played the most heavenly music he knew, and Typhon felt that he had never heard anything so wonderful.
"Play more," Typhon cried,
but now was the time for Cadmus to begin his plan. "So you like my sweet music?" he said to the monster softly. Well, I play the harp even more beautifully than I play these pipes.
So play the harp,
the creature said in his deep, dark voice.
Oh, but I can't, Cadmus replied sadly. Apollo broke all the strings when I boasted about my music skill, so now I need fresh muscles for new strings, or I can never play my harp again.
Thinking nothing bad of this simple shepherd who played such wonderful music, Typhon crawled painfully into his cave and returned some minutes later with the muscles of Zeus. He gave the muscles to Cadmus and told him to put them on his harp and then play it until Typhon slept.
It is a difficult job to put the muscles on, and it takes time, Cadmus said to Typhon.
I will do it tonight in my cottage, and will come back tomorrow morning to play you the most wonderful music that you have ever heard. And with that, Cadmus played his pipes until Typhon fell into a deep sleep. Over the hills, Hermes and Pan were waiting for Prince Cadmus, and he quickly gave the muscles to Hermes so that they could take them to Zeus and mend his awful injury. Pan then led Cadmus south to the ocean, where a ship was waiting for him. Zeus put the muscles back into his arms and legs, and at once became as strong as he had been before. He grabbed a handful of thunderbolts and went out once more to do battle with his enemy. This time, when Typhon saw Zeus, he tried to run away in terror. But he was hit with many of Zeus's thunderbolts and soon fell down into the sea not far from Italy. Then Zeus, with all his godly power, lifted up the island of Sicily and threw it down on top of Typhon. And there he lies in prison forever under the fires of Mount Etna. To this day, Typhon still cries out in anger and sends smoke and fire out of the top of the mountain onto the beautiful fields of Sicily below. Meanwhile, Prince Cadmus's ship, with the help of Zeus, came to the magical island of Samothrace. On this island stood a palace of gold and marble, with floors of beautiful stones. This wonderful palace was the home of the fairy princess Harmonia, and she lived there with the fairy Electra to look after her, and Electra's children to keep her safe. Electra welcomed Cadmus to her home, and he stayed there for many days. The lovely Harmonia walked in the beautiful gardens with the handsome prince, and very soon they fell in love, which was Zeus's plan. Then one day, Hermes came to Electra and said, Cadmus and Harmonia are in love, and Father Zeus wants them to be husband and wife. They must sail over the sea to Apollo's temple at Delphi so that Cadmus can find out where to build his city. Very soon, a ship with white sails was dancing across the blue sea. It was leaving the island of Samothrace and carrying Cadmus, Harmonia, and all their friends. At last they came to Delphi and to the beautiful temple, and there they heard the voice of Apollo telling them the desires of Zeus.
Cadmus, the deep voice called loudly, follow where a cow takes you, and where that cow stops to rest, build a city with seven gates, and call it Thebes.
So this is what Cadmus did. Down in the valley, he found a cow eating grass, and he followed the cow until it stopped to rest on a low piece of ground with a little valley on each side. Here, Prince Cadmus built his city with seven gates, high walls, a palace, and temples. When the city was finished, Cadmus and Harmonia had the most wonderful wedding. The gods from Olympus were there, and Zeus sat at the top of the table with Hera beside him. Cadmus and Harmonia lived happily all their lives. And when the time came for them to die, Zeus carried them away to the Elysian fields. Here it is always spring, and they stay with the other good humans that Zeus has chosen to live in the Elysian fields forever.